This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters turned herself in yesterday to the Mesa County Detention Facility. That's after being indicted by a grand jury on 10 criminal counts related to alleged election tampering and misconduct. Her deputy clerk is facing 6 criminal charges. A Douglas County District Court has ordered 4 school board members to follow Colorado's open meetings law. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Judge Jeffrey Holmes said evidence suggests the 4 board members collectively committed, outside of public meetings, to firing Superintendent Corey Wise. The 4 later formally voted to terminate Wise at a February 4th school board meeting. The abrupt firing led to teacher and student walkouts. At another school board meeting, the 4 denied having broken any laws. But the judge ruled that a series of private one-on-one meetings where public business was discussed was in fact a violation of Colorado's open meetings law. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Researchers at CU Anschutz say extract from a tree found in parts of Asia may help fight variants of the coronavirus. Dr. Maria Nagel says early research on extract from the neem tree, including on human lung cells, indicates it may help fight coronavirus and could lead to new therapies.
This bark from a common tree may have components in it that is antiviral and will help with this COVID pandemic.
The tree is indigenous to India. Extract from its bark has been used for thousands of years for its antiparasitic, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. More pandemic restrictions are ending in Denver. Ball Arena and Paramount Theater are dropping their mask mandates and COVID vaccination requirements on Saturday. The protocols are still in place for events today and tomorrow. Motorized watercraft will be allowed this summer on Prospect Lake in Colorado Springs after all. In a reversal, the City Parks Department says after public feedback, it will delay the installation of an aeration system aimed at preventing toxic algae blooms. Installation was originally set for May with a system that included hoses and other equipment that could be displaced by motors. This is CPR News.